Northern Dynasty Minerals, the sole owner of the Pebble Limited Partnership, announced in a press release late Thursday night that the two companies could not reach an agreement on First Quantum joining the partnership. Back in December, Northern Dynasty said that First Quantum was considering buying into Pebble at $150 million over 4 years. At the end of those 4 years, First Quantum had the option to become a 50% owner of the partnership. According to Pebble, the initial investment would help the permitting phase of the proposed gold, copper, and molybdenum mine in the Bristol Bay region. However, the companies delayed finalizing the agreement in April. Now, they've scrapped the agreement altogether. In response, Pebble CEO Tom Collier said in a statement Friday that the project will continue to press forward. He said, quote, "I believe we will secure the necessary funding to continue the permitting and review process for Pebble under the National Environmental Policy Act. This will result in an environmental impact statement for Pebble," unquote. Environmental groups and some lawmakers were pressuring First Quantum to back out of the deal. Now, opponents of the mine are celebrating. Alaska House Representative Bryce Edgeman of Dillingham called the development significant.
"I think it really is a major setback for those that want to develop the project. And assuming all things stay constant from the recent press announcement, I would foresee that it'd be some time before another major investor would come into the project."
Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation President Robin Samuelson thinks that First Quantum's decision throws the mine's future into doubt.
"Bristol Bay has spoken, Alaska has spoken, the United States has spoken through the EPA process and the Corps process. I don't think there's going to be another big finance company in mining that's going to come in and help these people out. I think the end is very near for them."
This development makes First Quantum the fourth major financing company to back away from the Pebble project. Since the Pebble Limited Partnership was formed, three other companies have pulled out: the Mitsubishi Corporation in 2011, Anglo-American in 2013, and Rio Tinto in 2014. Northern Dynasty's stock dropped 30% on Friday. That brings the company's stocks to the lowest point since October of 2016. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.